Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Let's go, baby. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Come on, man.
Jesus Christ. Let's run it back one more time.
There it is. We welcome you in here.
We having these things to the max.
Oh. We welcome you in here to the Friday, January 9th edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barlin.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
The worst slums of Sacramento.
Alongside EP.
What are you doing with him?
Yes, indeed, man. Plenty to talk about here today. So we're on the eve of Wild Card Weekend. Excited to talk about some of the different games. Jumping off this weekend, loaded show, too. Will Z's going to join us to talk about how truly bad it is for the Sacramento Kings coming up at 1:15. Our man Eddie Gonzalez with us for his weekly visit. First visit of 2026 in 2:15. And then our man Bonte Hill.
Hey.
NBC Sports. Yay area. Bonte will be with us coming up about 3:15. Of course, we'll talk Kings Warriors with Bonte. We'll talk 49ers Eagles with Bonte. So very busy Friday. Happy you're allowing us to be a part of it. Something that we didn't talk about with the fellas just a couple of minutes ago during the handoff, man. What a game we got last night.
Oh, yeah, man. I was locked into that. Well, I wasn't able to watch it live, but when I was able to watch it, I stayed away from every, you know, I did one of those stay away. I want to watch this without knowing. And what a fiesta ball last night, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that was a fantastic football game, man. Both of those teams. Ole Miss, what a just an odd story, you know, with the Lane Kiffin thing and the departure and the fact that they were seconds away from playing in the national championship with their coach taking a payday at LSU and not coaching them through this entire postseason tournament. But they weren't able to hold on for those final 18 seconds. Carson Beck, who I'm so offended, he's like 30 years old. I think he's playing for his third national title.
That sounds right.
He won two with Georgia, right?
Yeah.
Like this is like his sixth year.
Whoa. No. Not sixth, seventh.
I'm sorry. It's his seventh year. He's like 23 years old.
It's a modern day Brandon Williams.
He might be 23. I was thinking he's more like 25.
No, I think he's legit 23 years old. If only there was a way we could find out his exact
age. He's 23. He'll be 24 this November.
Okay. All right.
I saw the.
This is getting a little offensive. This is a grown ass man out there playing football.
Well, I mean, we could look down on it, or we could remember that in our era we had Chris Winkie.
Well, that's true.
How old was Chris Winkie?
35. This is shoot. He was 35 years old.
They. I saw a stat. I'm drawing a blank now. The superstar wide receiver for Miami, Malachi
Tony.
Malachi Tony. They said,
"Oh my God, what a run! Oh my gosh, that kid is a stud."
Reminds me of D'Anthony Thomas.
He's a star.
Mm-hmm.
He's a star.
Mm-hmm.
True freshman. But they have the stat, and this could or could not be true. But it kind of feels like it checks out. They said he was 11 when Beck started playing college football.
I love when you do that. This might not be true, but I'm going to repeat
it
anyway.
Yeah, it checks out.
If he's 18 now, 7 years ago.
He was 11 years old when Carson Beck started playing college football.
Yeah. The kid's 18?
He's a true, yeah, he's true a,
man.
Yeah. Straight out of high school.
That was a spectacular run there late in that game. Yeah, where he got tripped up twice.
And he's done it all playoffs. I can't remember if he did. Well, he was making play after play against Ohio State, but he had the game winner against Texas A&M, the run from about 15 yards away.
Yeah,
man.
Didn't he fumble in that one, and then he came back and scored the touchdown? Yep. Yeah.
He's special, man.
So there's an interesting, like, I'm curious what people think of Miami, because there's a couple of takeaways you can have from that game last night. You got Indiana and Oregon tonight. Indiana has been just spectacular, especially since beating Ohio State. Either Miami is good enough to beat anybody, and they have the vibes, they have the talent, they have the confidence, they have all of that, or they have all of that stuff, but they make a few too many mistakes to win the biggest game of all of them.
Mm.
And I don't know which one it is, because they did all of that last night. Mm-hmm. They made a lot of mistakes last night. But in the end, the young man, use that term loosely, that they went and acquired to get them to this point, did his job,
yeah,
and led a, you know, this wasn't, the amount of times that Chris Fowler yelled bust last night,
oh,
was hilarious. Like, it had to have been some term that was said to him in the coaches meeting, and I'm not, Herbie had a follow-up that was even a little too offensive for my taste. It's like, clearly clearly that term had been used in like a coaches meeting or something, but I think Fowler yelled at one point, "That's the bust right there. That's the bust." And I swear to God, Herbie says.
Was that the touchdown, the second touchdown where they rolled out to the right?
Yes, yeah. That's exactly what it was. And Herbie goes, "Man, you felt that one coming." And it's like, come on. What are we doing?
Man,
that was a fun watch in Miami. Boy, they got some vibes, man.
They do.
They could do it.
They do. I think
they could do it.
I'm going to go with the latter. I think it was the latter to what you said about they, or maybe it's the former. Can't remember which one you said first. But they can beat those guys. They're good enough to beat those guys. They're not going to be favored against either one of those teams.
Right. Yeah.
But I'm a big believer in Florida football and Florida athletes. And they got them. Mario Cristobal, when he got to Miami, he said, we going to recruit in Florida, and we make sure the best players here are staying home as much as we can. And they've done that. And when I think about that, I think about that defense. That defense flies around. They're athletic. They're fast. They're also physical. The game was the game. It was a great game, too. I'm definitely not going to argue with it. But it felt like Miami should have picked off Trinidad like three times.
I think the count was actually four.
So that tells me they're there. Like, they're not outmanned, out-athletic, or anything like that. They're there against a Mississippi team that has all them dogs from Mississippi and Alabama.
I'm going to use out-athletic in a sentence at some point today.
That's a somebody would say, one of the little analysts would always out anything.
He's out athletic.
Out athletic.
Out quarterback.
Out any, like, that was, I forgot who I used
to
say.
Got out quarterback, Jim. I'm not sure he got out quarterback. That absolutely sounds like something Tony Romo would say. Yeah, he just got out quarterback. I don't know what to tell you, Jim.
But I think they can, man. I absolutely think they can. And one of the things that I realized last night, I know it was an ESPN game, so the post game, clearly SVP and everything was like, we're locked in. We're going to do a post game show basically for this Fiesta Bowl. They're invested. But it does feel like Miami still holds some cachet in the sports world. The U
sure
holds some cachet. We think that's what people feel about Notre Dame. And okay. I'm not saying Notre Dame doesn't have it, but Miami has that.
You different get, different culture.
Yeah, very true. Yeah, very true. I'm not going to say what they put on them T-shirts.
Yeah, well, that was, yeah, please don't.
Come on now. Don't be disrespectful. Don't be disrespectful. But it matters that Miami is in this playoff and playing and making a run.
Yeah.
It absolutely matters.
Miami's been, I don't want to say back. Miami's been pretty good for a while.
I mean, their last team like this, though.
Oh, like this. I don't know if there's been one like this good. They've been.
Cam Ward. They've been
competing. Like, they've been competing at a high level for a handful of years now. But there's a certain level when you get to the national championship of nostalgia for sports fans of a certain age. And it's like, yeah, you remember like that. It kind of like this isn't the case because Michigan has done it like so many times, but like Michigan basketball, like when Michigan basketball got back to the Final Four after those teams, there was a certain level of like, oh yeah, Michigan, because you remember the Fab Five, you remember everything. Like that was a moment in time you won't forget.
Right.
And for people, you know, our age, maybe 5 to 6 years younger. They remember those, like, Miami was the thing.
Yeah.
Like, it was very much the thing in college sports. And to see them back here with the chance to win that national championship again, I mean, I know they had a shot in, was it 2002? Mm-hmm. But this, you know, even this team compared to that one, excuse the term, the swag level on this team, the confidence level, like this is different. Of course, you have Michael Irvin front and center on everything.
He is the star. He is damn near the story. Like the amount of cameras on Michael Irvin.
Yeah,
he's the star.
I'm not gonna go as far as to say he's the story, but he's gonna get run on the opening credits of the Miami Hurricane story.
I would say, I want to go back to Michael Irvin in just a second too. But I would say, Jesse, tell me what you think, because you probably got recollection of those Ed Reed, Clinton Portis teams, right?
Honestly, no. My first memory start with Reggie Bush, USC Texas right there. Sorry, pal. I tried.
I saw a clip.
Maurice Claret, no, I can't do it for you.
I saw a clip from Bomani Jones' podcast that I haven't watched. I want to watch it. But he talked about Reggie Bush, and he said there's never been anybody more famous in college football than Reggie Bush.
Reggie Bush is the GOAT to me in college football.
And I want to hear his explanation. On the surface, I'm like, he might be right. But
more than Tim Tebow?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to – I don't know. Tim Tebow was a phenomenon. But Reggie Bush was too. Like, I don't know.
I gotta check that out. I gotta hear what he says about that. But Michael Irvin, he's a star. He is one of the stars of this college football playoff. And I will say this, because people thought the other day I was hating on the Rockets and the Spurs because the beam isn't being lit and all this other stuff. No, if you come up with a post-game celebration and it's good, I'm going to tip my hat. I'm going to acknowledge it. I think that liftoff is dumb. I don't like the banging of the drum. I think that's stupid. If an NBA team came up with the belt-to-ass celebration after a game, oh, that's fantastic. Michael Irvin, after every game, getting that belt, putting the sweatshirt of the other team on there and whipping them with the belt. Now, that's a post-game celebration. Hey, Phoenix, come up with that, and I'll salute it. I'll be like, no, that's phenomenal. That's good. That's better than some sorry pyro that comes from the bottom of your scoreboard.
I was just happy to hear they did an actual countdown. Oh, well, here it is.
Come on.
Here it is. It's on the screen.
I told you, Michael.
Did you see him pay the dude for the sweater too?
So
no.
Oh, you didn't see that? I'll pull that video up. Yeah. Just whooping the old Miss sweater.
Look at the crowd that surrounded him now. It is a ritual. It is a ritual. This is some great post-game stuff. This is what one of these NBA teams did. Milwaukee Bucks, go ahead. Do the BTA. Do it. And I will salute.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Puts the hoodie over a Gatorade bottle or a Gatorade stanchion.
What's great is this is probably completely unsanctioned by the University of Miami. It's just Michael doing it himself.
100%. 100%.
Did you see the assistant coach try to celebrate? Yeah, old boy got furious. There's 18 seconds left. They had just scored.
Yeah.
You can see why he was upset. They got close enough to where, like, you don't celebrate yet. But, yeah, boy was angry.
I legit LOL'd when
I saw that. Laughed hella hard. I laughed hella hard. You got to know your coach better than that. You got to know your coach better than that.
They did the replay as if, like, yeah, Miami scores and Cristobal was like, ready to
get
go.
Off me.
They thought it was going to be a celebratory moment.
No.
He cursed him out.
Get off of me.
That was a classic.
Poor young man probably getting fired moment. Today. Yeah, that was a classic moment. That was a hell of a game. Oh, God, it's more Michael Irvin.
Oh, let's go.
What now?
He paying him for the sweater. He gave the old man.
He said, hey, let me get that sweater. Oh, that's terrific. That's terrific. Michael Irvin, he just bought the sweater from a person
like
in the stands.
$100 too. He probably gave him $100 for $20.
I hope Michael Irvin gave him more than $100.
Hey, Jesse. You selling the sweatshirt?
Hell yeah.
Patriots beat the Dolphins.
I'm not giving you my Larry Zonka jersey.
That's why I asked Jesse, because it's different.
Hold on. Hold one second. Michael Irvin comes to you and asks for that Larry Zonka jersey. Say here, it's $200. You say no?
Well, Michael Irvin, like Dallas Cowboy, whatever, but Tom Brady asked me for Larry Zonka. I can't do it.
Hey, look.
Tom Brady says, here's $500 for your stupid-ass Larry Zonka jersey. Give it to me.
Middle fingers to Tom Brady after that.
Here's $1,000. Here's
$1,000. All right, Tom, what else do you want?
Here's $1,000.
Yeah, what else? Do you want my shoes?
The price is going up. Okay. The price is going up. I'm not saying there's no price.
I'm just everybody's got a price, and I'm trying to figure out
one single bill for Michael Irvin. You can't.
Yeah, that's. I think it was. Okay, I think it
was. Oh, wow. Michael Irvin, did you get my sweater to Michael Irvin? No.
So he can embarrass you.
Yeah, exactly.
So he can embarrass your team.
He didn't embarrass him.
Embarrass your team. I'm saying embarrass him. That's why I asked Jesse.
Hey, they already lost.
Hey, look, that's why I asked Jesse, but I forgot. Look, Donovan McNabb says, hey, give me that Terrell Owens jersey so I can whip it with a belt.
Yeah, how much you selling that jersey for?
Not a single bill. It ain't going to be a single bill.
That's the thing. The price is going to go up.
So, yeah.
The price is up.
So you get up to about $1,000, and you give me the opportunity to stand in front of you and tell you what a bitch you are for throwing up in the Super Bowl. How about that? I look you in your face and call you a bitch for vomiting in the Super Bowl. You give me $1,000, you could have this Terrell Owens jersey.
Yeah, D-Lo, at least I got to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, good for you. I didn't vomit during
the... Also, if you sell the shirt or the jersey, you can't tell me you're a diehard fan after that.
Yeah, like,
you got to go
thing.
Off to the side after.
That kid has a memory forever. Like, he gave his...
Yeah, he sold his team out.
Look, he better not go to that stadium no more. Well, not that stadium, but Ole Miss games. He's Bartman.
Yeah, no, he is.
He's Bartman. Don't come through here. Look. Hey, Shohei asked me.
But first of all, Bartman ain't do nothing wrong. Leave that man alone.
Well, this kid did
Stop
worse than Bartman.
Names in vain. That's right.
Shohei come to me after the Giants get swept and eliminated by the Dodgers. Say, hey, KC, give me your Kevin Mitchell jersey so I can whoop it with a belt. Man, get out of my face. That's no, crazy. Hell no. And I'm on camera. Like, maybe I could do it in anonymity. Maybe put the hood on here. Give me the money. They got me on camera, face all there. You think I could come to San Francisco anymore if I did that? No. It'd be a hard time. It's not worth it.
Can I tell you something? Mm. I don't believe you. I think you would do it.
Not for a single bill. I don't think.
Would you give, nah, would you give up a King shirt or whatever to Steph Curry?
Oh, hell yeah. Oh. Not here. How many you want? I'll go to the team store. Steph, you want me to buy you one?
No.
I'll go get you a dome.
No, I'm not doing
that.
It.
No. Oh, hell
I'm not,
yeah.
I'm not
Steph,
doing
you
it.
You want
my
me
squad.
To gift wrap it?
I've just come up to the after we've
talked.
Are
we talking now or after game 7?
After game 7.
Oh,
well,
that's different. Yeah, that's
no,
different.
No, Steph Curry asked you for throwback, it right now. He asked for the throwback 55 Jason Williams jersey. You giving it to him?
No.
He only
no,
got, you can not, give him no, to Monty's bonus. That's fine.
Yeah, the only thing he can't have is my 18. I'll go get him a dome.
Oh yeah, the 18. You're not going to give him the 18, right?
I'm not doing it for none of them, man. I can't do it, man.
I'll give it to Steph. I won't give it to Draymond. Man,
Draymond would be the one to ask.
But I'll give it
to
Steph.
Draymond would ask.
Try to take it.
I would just punch you.
Give me that.
I'm not doing it for none of my teams.
You can have this. You can have this 18. You can have this 18, Draymond. But I get to hit you with that belt one time. One time. You can have it.
We've talked through it, and that kid was out of pocket.
I do not think he was. Absolutely he got not. A memory forever.
Yeah, memory. Don't ever come. Don't ever come around Mississippi.
He gave his hoodie.
That was my son. I don't know. That'd be crazy.
He gave his hoodie to Michael Irvin.
You sold out.
You sold out.
You sold out.
Hey, there's always a plan B.
Oh my God!
Get it twisted.
Dame's gonna walk in wearing a Jalen Hurts jersey on Monday.
There's always a plan B.
I hear it in your tone. You're not as much of a Michael Irvin fan as I am. I think he's fantastic.
No. Are you talking to me or Jesse?
Yeah, you.
I think Mike's great.
No, I love Michael Irvin.
This role of what he's doing.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I it's if the players love it and the fans love it, like, great.
There's a little.
I do think it's organic.
And that's the other thing. As long as it's
like he was doing this,
yeah,
at Cal in September.
Yeah.
I saw this tweet.
I think he's leaning into the bit
yeah,
a little
I think
bit,
so too, yeah.
Like because you know he did it a few times. Yeah, I think he's leaning into the.
I
bit
I saw
a
this
bit.
Tweet yesterday. I'm thinking you guys probably know better than anyone. Like, is he kind of a last of a dying breed? Like, are there going to be Michael Irvins? Like because I guess there's a picture like all the alumni, Ed Reed and not Ed Reed, but like just those guys from that mm-hmm. team. Like, mm-hmm. it's not like anyone from recent. Like, are we kind of past that with NIL and stuff like that? Just kind of. The guys like just like that's their school.
Oh, you mean oh.
Mike is like the U.
I got you.
Like Frank Gore is the U. Adrian James was out there. Like that's like those guys. Like that's their school. Like we kind of
shout out Patrick Willis. Was he the captain last night?
Yeah, from Mississippi. Yeah.
Everyone transferring as much as they do now.
I think. Well, I won't say he's the last of the dying breed,
but I know what you're asking.
I think
like is Joe Burrow going to Joe Burrow maybe with LSU and
he
stuff.
He is. But, I think that's where you draw the line. Joe Burrow, that generation, because that's when
that's
we start.
That's kind of sad.
That is. Very sad. Very sad. But what, Carson Beck going to go back to Miami or Georgia?
Yeah, right.
Beck wearing the half and half jersey.
Yeah, he's won more titles in Georgia than he will, and unless he's got an eighth year of eligibility coming up.
And Caleb Williams is at Oklahoma, and then he went to USC. It's like he's probably not really, I don't know.
That name that you brought up, I feel like that's the line of demarcation is Joe Burrow. That Joe Burrow, was it Justin or
Jamar Chase?
Jamar Chase was on that one. That was the last one that like felt like they represented.
But
their
school. do you think about them when you think about LSU? Like I think, what about Jameis?
Jameis, because
I think about Florida State, like Florida State. Yeah. I think about Jameis. Like I don't know that I really I don't know that I do that with
LSU. To your point,
yeah.
I do think about Joe Burrow smoking a cigar after winning a championship.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah,
and
that's a good one.
That's kind of mm-hmm. if I do I think you. About something with LSU, I think about them winning. Not, I don't think about their whole tenure there and like what they did that whole year, but when they won that championship and he was smoking a cigar. Didn't Odell Beckham give Jamar Chase money
he
on
gave
the
him
field?
All money, I think that was a big old issue after the game.
Yeah. But I think that's the line right there, that group. And after that, people just moving all over the place.
Yeah,
Soren says Cam and Auburn. Wasn't Ole Miss Cam's first school?
Florida
was
Cam's first school?
He didn't really do much there. I don't even know if he played because he got.
Is that where the laptop in the window was? That, yeah. Was that what that was?
Yeah. And those ones are kind of different too because like he transferred early on, like spent time at Auburn and stuff. Now these guys are just moving every year. It feels like
year to year.
Yeah, like just who's giving me the, like it's basically free agency.
Yeah. Guys like Zeke.
There's the Washington dude. His name escapes me right. No, right now there's a guy from Washington who I think struck a deal with Washington. Yeah. To whatever, and then he tried to transfer. Like,
sued for it?
Yeah, that's the thing. He was gonna transfer because he got more, and Washington's like, "We will sue you if you do that." So now he's gonna stay at Washington. Like that's what it is now.
Yeah, that's the next thing that needs to start happening. You know, this isn't
even college sports anymore.
It's sad. It is sad.
I don't want to start sounding like an old man, but
it's not though.
It's like what is this? Like it hit watching that game. Mm. I don't know why, but it's like, man, Carson Beck has been in my life since I couldn't get out of the house. Mm. We're 6 years removed from that, or not 6 years removed from it, but that happened 6 years ago. What is this?
Yeah,
pretty sure Daniel Pavia is 25.
Oh, he's trying to get another year.
He was trying to.
Now I will say this: the guys like Malachi Toney, Jeremiah Smith, they're already at the pinnacle of college football, and they're young. Mm-hmm. We may think about that with those.
They're also from there, too. Like, Malachi Toney's from there, too, I think. So, I don't think he's going anywhere.
May think about those guys in that vein. But for the most part, yeah, you guys are right.
Let's come back. Hell of a game last night, and I think we're going to have another great one tonight to set up the national championship next week.